While some property owners are taking advantage of the tech bubble to put their buildings on the market, some are trying to base their decisions on other factors. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Leela Day met one owner who said she'd resist the urge to cash in on the rental wars. Leela met her on the day her resolve was most tested, the day of her open house.
Okay. It's not a studio and it's not a one bedroom. We have a separate kitchen. It's been upgraded, new appliances.
Darlene Carpetillo owns this building in San Francisco's Noe Valley. She's just had a tenant move out. That means she can offer the apartment at market price, which works out in her favor. You see, of the 16 units, all but three are rent controlled, with tenants paying between $400 and $700 per month. But this apartment is going for
$1,300 a month. It is reasonable because we prefer our tenants to stay.
Because Darlene's preparing for an open house. She's confident that in about an hour, she'll get at least 50 applicants.
Today what's going to happen is it's going to be utter mayhem with applications, credit reports and so forth, and I will definitely get back to everybody, and I will definitely get it rented by today. Are you here to see the apartment? All right, come on up. It's on the first floor.
The open house has officially begun, and a crowd of people are gathered at the front door. Many are dressed as they would before a job interview. Women wearing colorful skirts and pumps, the men wearing clean t-shirts and tennis shoes instead of flip-flops. Most seem to be under 30. I asked several of them to give me a sense of what it takes to succeed in today's rental market.
If you know you want something, you have to just be prepared.
I would like to think I have the edge there because I make some real money, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
Things will be up on Craigslist for a day, open houses the next day, and then the decision will have been made the next day after.
And it's painful because it's almost like applying for a job because you tell them about yourself, you tell them how you're a good fit, and it's a pretty painful process.
Pay stubs, credit report, and just my application and a good attitude.
I'm totally prepared. Credit report, copy of my driver's license, application, pay stubs.
I guess I wasn't prepared. I didn't realize that there would be so many people with all the, application completed. I mean, I do have, full-time job, stable income, but it seems like a lot of people are, I work at Stanford, or
I work at Stanford University, which is a little bit of a commute, but I want to live up in the city really bad.
What's going to set you apart? Will she remember me? How do they make their decision? I don't know. You want to make it as easy for the landlord as possible. Like, I noticed somebody mentioned that they brought their pay stubs. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Proof that you're legit, basically.
One by one, applicants file into the tiny apartment unit, cramming into the bathroom to inspect the drawers, eyeing the closet space and pointing out how they would arrange their furniture. I squeeze into the kitchen with the building owner, Darlene. A line has formed in front of her that wraps along the wall, out the kitchen door, and down the hallway to the front door of the apartment. Applicants wait for a chance to shake her hand, to make some sort of impression, or even to offer more money.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
I do. Would you take higher than what you offer?
Pardon me? Would you take a higher bid? No, sorry. Yeah, that's not there.
No, it's just really nice.
How many people asked to pay over what you were asking?
Eight people asked, and I said no. Also, in addition to two people, they asked to prepay it for a year. And I said no.
And you said it in front of everyone, and they ask in front of everyone.
Exactly. So I figure if they can ask, I can turn around and say no.
We have a point-operated washer and dryer in the garage.
Okay.
Can we keep with us? No parking. It's just street parking.
Right.
The line in the kitchen is moving fast. Darlene is shaking hands and moving them out the door with a mechanical smile.
Okay, so I'll fill this out, and then I'll leave you with the application and my credit report.
Okay,
Okay, sounds Thanks. Good. Thank you.
They pull out their resumes and fire off their credentials.
I'm in online advertising. I work for LinkedIn, which is in Mountain View. But they have an office here in San Francisco, so I'll be splitting my time between both offices.
I'm going to be working in for PayPal, so tech, I guess. And I'm looking to move to the city because the commute would be easier. I presently live in the East Bay.
In the stairwell, a young applicant sits with her mother. She nervously goes back into the apartment to add something to her application. Her brother has just arrived. He's come as backup and hopes that he can put in a few good words about his sister.
I think that's the owner over there. Yeah, if I could talk to her and see if there's anything I could tell her to let my sister rent this place, because, you know, I'm concerned for her safety and her well-being, and, you know, I'm just doing whatever I can to help her. Yeah, she's got moms here. I don't know if you talked to mom too, but essentially she's got the whole family here with the exception of my brother and my dad. But
okay, Gloria, thank you. No, thank you, Gloria. Okay, all right, thank you.
And just like that, the flurry of anxiety, eagerness, and awkwardness of the open house is over. The apartment once again has a vacant echo, and the lights are turned off, cabinets closed. At $1,300, most of the applicants left thinking this was a great deal. The city doesn't regulate how much a property owner can charge, just how much they can raise the rent each year once a lease is signed. So market value is really up to comparing the Craigslist postings. As for Darlene, she says the open house was a lot like speed dating. These 50 people will all be anxiously awaiting for her call. But minutes after the open house is over, she's pretty sure she's found her match.
Now, her mom came to see it. Her brother came to see it. Her sister-in-law came to see it. And she's here because they're concerned about her. Now, if you're family-orientated, you'll say, hey, I think that's cool.
Darlene decides to offer it to the young lady who brought her family. Like dating, it boils down to a gut feeling, and this landlord said she was sold by the whole package. Her steady job, family values, and her ability to pick up the bill. In San Francisco, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.